This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're just past the point of maximum pressure for a lot of high school seniors in this country, where they're going to wind up going to college if that's the way they choose to go. College admissions are a roll of the dice, right? But one particular slice of who gets in where is getting some attention from the Justice Department. Several elite schools say they've been asked to preserve any documents or information about early decision when students apply early to a particular school and then promise to take themselves out of the running at other places if they get in. College officials say the Justice Department seems to be looking into possible antitrust violations, but that is not the only complaint that people have with early decision. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
A fun thing to do when you have a few minutes is watch college acceptance videos on YouTube.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh.
This is Riley Hickman, a high school senior in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's December. The living room is decked out for Christmas, and she's sitting at her laptop, flanked by mom and dad, awaiting a message from Cornell University.
No, I don't want to.
That goes on for a while. Remember I said it was December? Usually college decisions don't come until March. But Hickman applied for early decision at Cornell. If she got in, she promised to withdraw her applications from other colleges.
It was definitely my favorite school and my first choice, so I thought that early decision would be the right decision.
And it's an increasingly popular decision for both students and colleges. Robert Massa is senior vice president for enrollment at Drew University in New Jersey and former dean of admissions at Johns Hopkins. With the rise of the Common application and intense anxiety about getting in, he says students apply to far more colleges than they used to.
And so that makes it very, very difficult for the colleges to predict their enrollments, right? Because if they're applying to seven or eight colleges, the chances of enrolling in any one are much smaller.
Early decision gives colleges some certainty about the incoming class. The vast majority of admitted students end up enrolling. In exchange, Massa says, early applicants have an edge.
I mean, if you look nationally, students are accepted at a higher rate in early decision.
Massa says some schools share lists of those students with other colleges to make sure the students really withdraw their applications. The Justice Department wouldn't comment on its investigation, but Amherst College, Grinnell, Pomona, Williams all confirmed receiving a letter from the department. It implies Justice is looking into whether those communications violate antitrust laws. That's not Seppi Basile's concern about early decision.
Early admission programs do disadvantage students from lower-income backgrounds.
Basile is COO of the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. It provides scholarships to high-achieving students from low-income families.
29% of students whose families made more than $250,000 a year used early decision as part of their process, and only 16% of students whose families made less than $50,000 did it. So right there, you see a huge disparity.
Basile says low-income students are more likely to have parents who didn't go to college themselves and can't guide them through the process. They may need to compare financial aid offers from several schools.
They may not have visited as many colleges. They may not have had their SAT and ACT scores done in time. Like, there's just a number of steps that you have to go through to be successful in the process that's harder and harder to do if you're not prepared for it.
Drew University's Robert Massa says colleges do work with students to make the financial aid add up and will let them out of the deal if they can't afford it. And he agrees colleges can do better outreach to give more students from all backgrounds a shot at this moment. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.